This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just taking a guess, this is Ariana, right?
You are correct, yes.
So we'll have some fun with this. Who else comes to mind for you over the next few months I should learn about? All the Chrises, right? Three Chrises.
Chrises,
can you name them?
Evans, Helmsworth or Hemsworth?
Hemsworth.
And Chris...
Fine.
No. There are four Chris Evans. He's talking about Pratt is the one he's trying to get.
Pratt, yeah.
I don't know if they're super, like, in the... I don't want to say... Like, they're still A-list, obviously.
Wow. So I
don't know if they're... Because all, like, the Marvel stuff is kind of...
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
Do you know who Timothy Chalamet is?
I do, actually.
Okay,
Zendaya. But I will say this.
Do you know who Zendaya is?
No.
Okay, well, then we're doing Zendaya next.
Yes.
Zendaya. That's her name?
She's, like, maybe, you know... She's the next great movie star.
I love her. Yeah. She already is.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. Yes, she is like the next generation.
But also,
like,
feel free to go back to the last 5-10 years because I got nothing on that. I
Bruno
need a lot
Mars,
of help.
You know, Bruno
it's
Mars.
It's not our job to figure
Bruno
out
Mars.
What you need to learn to round you out.
Well, I'm asking for help.
Yeah, but this is, you're saying, like, going back in time the last 10 years now?
Yeah, I'm saying if you
I thought it was current stuff.
Well, it is.
They're still famous.
It's hard to
know. The Chrises are still famous. Like, just because they're not
correct.
Maybe like
they're just
you know
not
what,
like
though.
The
right now.
Hottest thing right yeah. now.
There is
yeah,
a line
to know them.
There is a line. The name Chris Pine was mm-hmm. brought up. That might be a name that is discarded
I don't
for,
know
for our purposes
yeah, I agree
here.
With you, John.
Right.
I love
but,
Chris
but
Pine.
It's a fine
He's probably
line.
My favorite
I like
of the Chrises. Yeah.
But maybe we don't. But that's the thing.
Okay,
it's very difficult to judge this to determine what Joe needs to learn and what he.
I
should
like
not
the Timothy
learn,
Chalamet,
especially
pick.
If we're going back in time 10 years. Timothy Chalamet, the current. Yeah, I like. Let's start with the current.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
And that is mm-hmm. definitely
okay.
Current.
No,
you know what's
Zendaya.
Good about
like
Timothy? Chalamet and Zendaya yeah. are musts.
Oh,
Chalamet
man.
Is a huge football fan.
Okay.
They had
yes,
him. They had him on college
yeah,
game day.
Sports fan.
Terrific.
Period.
Yeah,
we
he,
can relate. Then we're both yeah. football fans. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day from the 8 o'clock hour, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of premium one owner, pre-owned pickup trucks at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, closing out the poll from last hour. Which of these was the most memorable split? Let's all vote. John, would you say the 13 colonies in Britain? Donovan and T.O., Princess Di and Charles, the Liberty Bell.
Oh, man. I wow. think it's the 13 colonies or the Liberty Bell. This is so tough to choose between these two. I mean, does the Liberty Bell get the nod because of the local nature?
It does not.
Okay,
Devin,
so
which
colonies.
Of these would you have picked?
13 colonies.
Rhea?
I would have gone Princess Di or Lady Di and, yep. and Charles. And then I realized it was in the same category as the 13 colonies, so I couldn't do it.
Well, it is interesting. We have two British things,
yeah.
and we have two Philadelphia
13
things.
Colonies.
Yeah. James, it's got to be the 13 colonies.
Without a
right?
doubt, yeah.
All right, colonies do advance. 48% said the Colonies.
It's a haymaker final we got set up here.
We do. 23% said Donovan and T.O., 16% the Liberty Bell, 13% Princess Di, and Lady Charles. All right.
Going to get in trouble for
that. I know. I'm just kidding. All right. Final poll, because this is now the heavyweights for which of these was the most memorable split. This is all to determine who wins Phillies tickets from yesterday's show, because different callers called in and had these choices. So the three choices are most memorable split, the 13 colonies in Britain. That's choice A. The Berlin Wall. That's choice B. The Atom. That's choice C. Wow, they are big. All right. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's listen to one more piece of audio from Mike Mayock, because draft coming up in 13 days. He was on with the afternoon guys yesterday talking about what's strong in this draft. Let's listen to Mayock.
What's the strength on the defensive side of the ball this year in the draft early? Is it D linemen? You got secondary players? What are you hearing is the strength at those positions?
Well, I think defensive tackle might be the deepest position in the draft, along with tight end. But at the end of the day, it doesn't mean you have to take one in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if Walter Nolan or Derek Harmon's there at 32, you'd be like, awesome. That's really good. But Malachi Starks, what if he's there?
Mm.
Mykel Williams, the edge, what if he's there? I'm kind of with you, Ike, that both edge and corner in this particular draft, like I look at that corner pool and say I'd like to get one of the top guys and I'd rather not be taking my chances down in the third round.
You know, an interesting point, if the Eagles draft a corner and they may, I'll use the word may, but what he's telling you is, you know, grab a guy early, don't wait late. And, of course, a corner that the Eagles would take at best would be competing for the slot corner spot. But very well may be.
Well, unless they want to keep Cooper in the slot and have an outside guy and, like, move Cooper.
Fair enough.
But, you know, I mean, it's possible.
That's what I mean. I'll call it third corner guy. Yeah, third corner guy. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot going on here today. You can react to it all. 215-592-9494. Lou in Philadelphia. Hi, Lou.
Morning, crew. The two-time Super Bowl and World Series champs. How y'all doing?
Look at you.
Great. Though.
Lou, let's not forget those three other championships the Eagles won. I think people disrespect them sometimes.
They do. I mean, we
No, Joe, we just
that,
don't
Joe.
Remember them.
No, we don't. But I'm just saying, like,
and
you
also,
know.
Also, I just think it's, like, no one talks about those football championships. Like,
well, Ray does.
No, I'm talking as sports fans. Like, sports fans talk about Super Bowls. Like, we don't.
I know.
No one really references those other than, like, Lombardi, you know?
Well, it's not no one, but it's certainly not a lot of younger people.
The vast majority
of
people do.
Of course. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, but and remember, I'm 36. I had to deal with all those Cowboy fans who told me those championships meant nothing. But anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Sure.
So my real reason why I called in today is because I'm a former employee. This is actually my first time being able to say this to people who don't actually know me personally. I'm actually a retired employee of PennDOT. How about that?
Oh, good for you, man.
So I called in about the real ID. I'm going to try to get through this fast because it could be a lot of questions. And
yeah, explain it to us. What's the deal with the real ID? What do we need to know?
All right. So the real ID, I don't know why they named it a real ID. It should have been called a federal ID. What John said earlier was correct. You're going to need the real ID to take not only a domestic flight to enter any federal buildings or military bases as well. And if you don't have the real ID, you can use your passport as long as it's not expired. And if you just want to do that, I've always been suggesting people for the last 5 years when I was working at PennDOT, when you get your passport, you can also apply for a passport card, which you can use domestically because the card doesn't work internationally. This way you can leave the book at home so you don't end up losing the book.
I have the card. When we went to London last year, it was like an extra $40.
Wow.
And they're like, you can just put it in your wallet. So I was like, oh, absolutely.
Okay. And Lou, here's my first question for you. What is give me an example of what a federal building is.
Now, that's a good question because I actually didn't know that. But I would think a federal building, to my knowledge, would be something like the Social Security building, because that's a building that you can't go in with weapons or, like, vital records or, like, you know, any type of court building. And I don't think they're going to, you know, if you have to go to a court if you have a hearing, I don't think you're going to need the real ID. I think they'll still let you in.
Let me ask you this, Lou. If I commit a crime in the next 2 weeks, and let's say it's a federal crime, and I don't get the real ID, can I get out of having to appear in court because I don't have the real ID?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, I don't know. That's no, a good
I'm
question. But now,
I'm going to say no. I feel confident on that.
Yeah. One other thing I want to get to, too, before you get off, let me off, is in order to get the real ID, which is another tricky thing, you have to bring in your original birth certificate. You have to bring in your original Social Security card. It has to have your original name. You can't have any blemishes or tears through your names or your
birth
date.
Sounds onerous.
Yes. And then they're going to want 2 pieces of mail with your name and address. Everything has to match. So I've been telling people bring like a lease or a mortgage, car insurance, car registration. And for the Catholics, not to single y'all out, but they're not, if you had a communion name added to your birth certificate, not your social, it's not going to count. So you're going to have to go back and get another birth certificate.
Interesting. All right, this is great information. I appreciate it.
For y'all, my morning crew, and I want to get to you too, Joe. I'm not going to let you off the hook about you and Fritz. But for my morning crew, I'm not sure if I can get y'all in without having to wait, but I can try to do my best. If y'all want to hit me up separately outside of this, I can try to get you one.
An inside man.
All right, Lou, I'm writing your name down. Lou and Philly can get us the real ID. I like this.
Yeah, I can get y'all passed through the line. Now, with the real ID, they're going to make you renew your license, which is like $42.50 now. Then they're going to upcharge you $30 for the real ID.
Listen, Lou,
it's a money scam.
You're a fountain of knowledge, though. I like it.
That's Pennsylvania for you. And I only have this knowledge because I worked at PennDOT.
So. Okay, good work. All right, Lou, give me what would you change other than Fritz? You know, obviously he would be a better athlete if he could, but he's not. What would you change?
Well, before I give my answer, what I want to ask for you is, right, because like John said the other day, you're representing all of us on the morning crew. That's DK, Rhea, Seltzer, and John. So if I can ask you for all of us, if you can, I had a regimen that I used to do that I'm going to start doing again because I got to get back in shape too. 100 push-ups, 100 squats, and 100 sit-ups a day. However you want to do them.
1-1-1. Right? I'll try to build up to that. What if I do 100-100-100?
That's a lot.
Look, I like to do 4 sets of 25, but you can break down to 5 sets of 20, 10 sets
of
10.
What if I do 100 sets of 1?
it works. You got 24 hours.
Probably
I was going to suggest that I was going to tell John to make you work out during the show since you don't want to work out any other time.
During the commercials.
Oh, man.
You know, he could do that. Lou, he could do that every day.
Doesn't Hugh Douglas do that?
During the commercials. Absolutely.
He does like push-ups.
He could do 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, 50. He can up that thing. See how many push-ups can you do in a commercial break every time we go to commercial? But I'll let you know
when
I notice him doing that.
It's to be considered. That's an interesting idea. I'm writing it down. Sit-ups in commercial. All right, very entertaining call. What would you change?
Get rid of is the real ID. Change that real ID.
All of that
really funny answer. Yeah.
What a great call, Lou. Wonderful stuff. Appreciate that a lot, man. All right,
Lou was a boss.
He was a boss.
That was a great call.
Much. James, how often does he call us?
So he goes on runs. Like there'll be a spot where he'll call like a few times a week. But it's been a little while since we heard from
him. He's good. Get him to call more, Lou. Call us more. Well done. All right, drop of the week. We have some fun every Friday with the drop of the week.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Sophie.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Drop of the week. It is, as always, presented by the great people at Family and Company Jewelers. They are South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, as we broadcast this fine Friday morning from Borgata, our Phil's team took a loss last night, still tied for first place, 8-4 now on the year. Drop of the week, James Seltzer, what are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. Joe, it's been a while since we had a good weird noise come out of you while you were talking. We got one this week. This happened.
He's someone I have believed in. But the way he acts when he makes an out.
Yeah, for those, a little shorter version.
But.
Yeah.
What was that? was that from Wednesday?
I don't know.
Because there was a moment.
It was earlier in the week because it's first.
Because,
so.
Joe, you definitely had one recently when I was in and I heard it, but it was a very serious, like, monologue that you were on, so I didn't want to say anything. Yeah.
I don't remember.
But the beauty of these sounds is they sound like they were made by something that was not human. Yeah. Like that to me sounds almost like
sounds like a mouse.
Like you flicked a glass pitcher full of water. Poof. Yeah. Like that's what that sound
sounds
like.
That one was faint too.
Not like coming out of a mouth.
Well, John, as you mentioned it, I thought this would be a good opportunity to play the Master Cut we haven't played in a while. So here's the 2024 Master Cut added with this new one with Joe's weird noises.
Question. Mostly relevant to the future. Just in his NBA career. Harder because it's near the end of the year. So the Flyers. But. Frickin' go to the phones. All right. Well. What is that?
So unbelievable is what it
it's
is.
It's almost, like sometimes it's like emanating bodily. From inside, way inside.
I like that first one that sounds like a dog. That one that very, very.
Hey, you sound like Scooby-Doo.
My God.
It's good stuff incredible. Right there.
Yeah. Good idea going back and refreshing that.
I feel like that never doesn't play well. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you said this.
Real cute-o.
Yeah.
What was that? Yeah. That's Amy from Villanova.
That's a good one.
And it, believe me, it always makes me feel like less of a
it's
man.
It's a big deal. I checked a lot about I confirmed that this is a major thing.
The real cuto.
The real cuto is a major thing, and that Alec Bohm and
Max Kepler
and Marsh and Kepler are all very attractive also.
Okay. Well,
it's an attractive team. You're right.
It is.
Yeah, that's a lot of attractive
players.
You're
right. No.
It is.
Yeah,
and then Rob Thompson with his hair.
Great hair.
There you go.
Fine-looking man, Rob Thompson.
All right, let's keep it going. That might have embarrassed you a little bit. This should embarrass you much, much more, as somehow you forgot Fly Eagles Fly.
What is your favorite song?
I got to think about that for a moment. Maybe the Preps fight song. I like that one. God. And with that, time's yours. How about what's the Eagles song?
Fly, Eagles, Fly?
That's what you're looking
for? Is that what it's called? Yeah, maybe Fly, Eagles, Fly. I like that one, too.
What's the Eagles song?
And I forgot for a second.
I had
Go Birds in my mind.
Drop of the week, James.
I couldn't get Go Birds out of my mind. I'm like, wait a minute. It's not called Go Birds. What's it called?
It's not called Go Birds.
No.
That's correct.
I got confused. People get confused.
Not about Fly Eagles Fly.
Pretty bad.
Not great.
Yeah, not good.
Another Joe missed. Joe, you missed coming back in time for the beginning of a segment. Richie had to take over.
Good morning, Philadelphia. It's the morning show with James Seltzer.
Look at John.
John Richie.
Look at John. Look at John
Rhea
Johnson.
Hughes.
Look at John Johnson ending his show early. How dare he? What, does he want to fly out the door? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How's
it's
everybody?
John's
great
fault.
Job by Richie there, just jumping in like a pro.
Pulled a
you know,
Nick
you
Foles.
Were doing this whole, like, you got to be a pro thing. John Richie, pro. Joe DeCamera, not there when the show starts.
Yeah, that was something.
And we a good have, impression.
We could have held
impression
out.
Of
we
Joe.
Could have held
yeah,
out.
Yeah, John saw that I was like 3 seconds from the microphone, but he he took the.
Joe was.
Yeah, you were walking in and it was like.
No, we were all panicked.
I got
you
it.
Be there. Joe, you should have leaned into it and just given a fun fact.
Here's the
thing. Oh, good call,
I
Devin.
Good idea.
You missed that, Joe.
The trick is there's glass in everywhere in the studio, so we could see exactly where Joe was, and he really was just feet away.
That's what made it
so it's okay.
Yeah, it was great.
An ornery move by, you know.
Great move, yes. All right, let's keep it rolling. Ruben Amaro's looks came up. Rhea, funny line.
Maybe the women are swooning over Ruben. He's a fine-looking gentleman.
Save it.
The total package.
Swooning over Ruben. Next.
That was a good use of the total package there.
Yes,
that was clever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very
yes,
good.
It was.
All right, let's keep it rolling. This is not good. Definitively not good. Joe attempts to say Martin.
All right, to the phones we go. Martin, Valley Forge. Martin! That was really bad.
That was bad. Wow. You could hear how horrible that was, right?
That was horrible. I
Martin!
Even at the end, you're like,
Nothing about it sounded like the Martin.
No.
Nothing.
Zero. You're right. All right, we have two more. Both from today. Joe, this is a pretty funny line. You got asked if you can do push-ups. This is what happened.
Can Joe do them? Can he do, like, 25 push-ups?
No.
Nope.
Well, I can, but not currently.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's so
clever. All right, one more to get to. For the first time ever, We had to ban a contestant from Beat the Hammer. Tom has been banned, and Joe, you got into it. So Tom in Wilmington, and it's your wonderful guy, Tom. You are the first ever banned contestant from Beat the Hammer. I'm sorry. I got
to
do it.
Is that
the
what it's come to?
Yes. This guy has given him four wins, and
nobody gives. I'm pretty sure. But I will tell you this, James. James, I concur.
Thank you.
But for a different reason. I have brought him to his knees. Hammer! I got people banned because they can't compete. That's the greatness of the Hammer. Victory 281. Shut it down.
That was pretty good. That was a good job by you.
Yeah. I'll pat myself on the back for that one.
It was funny. You made me
laugh.
So
what wins? So. This isn't a banger week. This is a little bit of a
left week. No, this is a bit of a under-the-radar week. I agree.
What wins here?
I mean...
Are there any that we could use?
I mean, Martin is really bad.
Martin is pretty bad.
Go for it. That's fine.
Actually, yeah. Throw that in anywhere.
Okay. Martin!
It's so that's got to win.
It's really good.
Congratulations to Martin. I'll just say Martin.
Joe, congratulations to you. That might be the best drop you've generated in a while.
Congratulations to
Martin. It's so bad.
It's bad.
Oh. All right, drop it a week. Hope you got a chuckler 10 out of that.
Martin.
That gets funnier the more James does it. It's the best one in a long time.
Martin!
Great job. Let's go to the phones, please. Save me from this mess. Andrew in Ambler. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. My goodness gracious, I'm laughing my head off at Martin. So. how you guys doing? Good?
Good.
Doing great.
So I guess I have a question for you. What do you think we should fix? Should we fix center field, the bullpen, or Alec Bohm?
That's a good question.
Yes.
That's a great question. Like, if you only had one trade to make, and it's unlikely that they make three, so I get the point of your question. Wow. I guess I believe in Bohm more than the others.
If we fix Alec Bohm, does that mean he'll never go back to the emotional mess?
No, fixing means that Bohm would be out. I think what he says is you mean if you made a trade to replace them, right, Andrew?
Do you trade Marsh? Do you trade Marsh for a bullpen piece? Because
I'd say Marsh is the weakest of those three. But I think he's the least likely to be moved out now because the kid, Crawford's coming. I think then the October thing, you're going to have starters in the bullpen. So this gets really wonky.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, this is my fear about the Phillies because it seems like there's too many flaws that haven't been corrected.
They shouldn't have come into the season with such a flawed outfield. That was their biggest problem because the other stuff, you'd be like, okay, we can fix that. But
I will say this, in their defense, they probably don't have the same group of outfielders if Crawford's not on his way in a couple months.
Well, and you know I want that more, sooner rather. And everybody's worried about his mental thing, coming up too soon. His father is Carl Crawford. It's a family business. Yeah. I don't worry about that as much with him as I will with somebody who's not familiar with the business.
Yeah. I will say
I never heard anyone call like a father-son baseball the family business. I like
family
that.
Business,
that's pretty good.
Thank you.
I will say this about Crawford, though, as it relates to later this year, like later. So if he becomes starter guy, he's got to perform in October.
Yeah.
Like, it can't just be like, he can ease his way into it. Because whoever steps in, like him, you could be getting four at bats, five at bats every playoff.
Sometimes you got to go.
Because Rojas was a 2023 playoff disaster.
Oh, he was a disaster.
Other than the Cats versus Atlanta, a disaster.
But sometimes when you get the young players in there, I mean, just, for example, Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Yeah. Sometimes you get young guys in there and they're so young they don't know any better.
I agree with that.
I mean, it doesn't even faze them.
I agree with that. Yeah, the Phillies had some of that in 80, but not as much 08. Yep, that's fair.
My argument to that is it's been the same group of people not stepping up at the crucial moment. So this is why I'm a little bit going to your Eagles thing. Like, I'm more about oh my goodness gracious, I don't want this time to end, because I think we have to taper our expectations with a little bit of a letdown. But that's why you go get Walter Nolan in the draft, because I think you can build a team, a quicker rebuild. I wouldn't call it a rebuild, but a quicker replacement on the defensive side is in the trenches.
Yeah, replenishment. Yeah,
better replenishment. Walter Nolan, if he drops, I think that would be the best way.
He's a real possibility, man. There's no question. I mean, and if he keeps dropping, they could theoretically move up in the second round. I mean, that happens sometimes, too. I remember talking about, I hope the Eagles would get Bobby Taylor in the first round years ago, and they ended up getting him in the second round. That happens sometimes.
I mean, that with Cooper DeGene last year. We had a bunch of people who wanted Cooper in the first round. Yeah,
that's right. Andrew, I need an answer from you.
Think about our linebacker who dropped. We thought he was first. He went to third.
N'Kobe.
Kobe. Remember the second round, the Cam Jurgens pick, everyone wanted N'Kobe.
That's right. Yeah. That's a great call, John. All right, Andrew, something you would change for the Phillies tickets. What is it?
Daylight savings needs
has
to
already
be
been
gone.
Said. You got to give us a different, because we actually based on that today. So give me a different answer.
Okay. So how about there's got to be a salary cap in baseball?
Interesting. Mm. I wouldn't do it. I enjoy having one sport uncapped, but
sometimes I feel like I want it capped.
Sometimes,
like with the Dodgers.
Sometimes, but know this: we got it a lot better off than other teams.
I know.
Because here's the thing, guys: the single biggest thing that hurt the Flyers, number one.
Salary cap. Yep. No doubt.
The Flyers were top 2-4 spending team every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. And then the cap came, and it changed everything.
Yeah, 100%. We could be like the Guardians, the Rays, or these teams that spend, $200 million less, or $150 million less than the Phillies do.
Think about if a cap came in, who the Phillies, and they probably tapered over a year or two to give you time to adjust. Think about who the Phillies would have to get rid of.
Like everybody.
They would have to shed half the quality players they'd have to get rid of just to get under the cap, whatever that would be. All right, time's yours and more calls as well as we broadcast on this Friday morning. Hope you're having a great start to the day. Great to have you with us on 94 WIP.